This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 35.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
All right, let's rock and roll. Let's get going here on this Q&A show. And what I want to do is just pick up where I left off from last week's Q&A show. So if you haven't had an opportunity to check that one out, you definitely want to do that. Just go to flipempire.com/episode33. And really, that kind of spun off from the masterclass expert interview that I did with Jason Buzzi, which was episode 32, and he talked about high-end wholesaling and how a big percentage of his business came from working with agents, pocket listings. And so I did a deep dive on last week's Q&A on episode 33. And what I want to pick up where we left off where there at the end was, pocket listings is a certain type of referral lead. And so, one of the things that we always strive to do is with anybody that we connect with, whether it's an agent, whether it's a buyer, a seller, we're always asking for referrals. Okay. And before you get to that point, we always focus on building a relationship and adding value. So, I talked more about that on the last episode. So definitely, give it a listen. But one of the things that you should be doing in your business is as you're generating leads and as you're speaking to sellers, or if you have an acquisitions manager or a lead manager or somebody talking to sellers, once you go through your script and you ask them a question, and by the way, this is a Q&A show. And so a lot of the questions that I got from the masterclass episode with Jason Buzzi was, what are some of the different things that you're doing in your business to generate referral leads, free leads, basically. And so that's what I'm going to highlight here. And one of the things that my lead managers do is they have a particular script that they go through. And at the end, they always ask, do you have any other properties that you might be looking to sell? So that's the first question they ask. And I'd probably say maybe 10 to 15% of the people that they connect with say yes, and bingo, like now they're operating on a new, they open up a new lead record, and now they're basically going through the same script, but on a totally separate, same homeowner, but a totally separate property. And what happens is that, if you're, let's say on average, you're processing 100 leads, just by asking that one question, you can pick up an extra 10, 15 leads. Even if it's half of what we're seeing, maybe only 5%, you're picking up an extra 5 leads. It just takes one of those leads to be a deal. And you landed it just by asking a simple question at the end that took you 3 seconds. Do you have any other properties that you might be looking to sell? And the second thing we do is let's say they say no. In our experience, 85, 90% of these people say no, they don't have another property. We ask, okay, well, by any chance, do you know of anybody that has some real estate or has a property that they need to sell? And it's a smaller percentage of the people at that point when you get to that follow-up question that will actually give you someone. But every now and then, you do have somebody that will say, actually, my neighbor, or actually my, I have a family member who has a property. And usually what I do is I try not to get, I don't ask them, specific detailed questions because it's not their property, it's not their situation. But all I do is I try to ask for that person's name and phone number, or name and email, any type of contact information. And then we always end by saying, listen, if you can just give them a heads up, let them know that you and I spoke and that we're local home buyers, we buy properties cash. And just give them a heads up that we're going to be reaching out to them. That way, it's not a complete cold call, and you're getting some sort, that person is giving their relative, their friends, whoever they might know that has a property they're looking to sell, some sort of heads up that, hey, listen, I spoke to this person. He's a local home buyer, buys cash. I gave him your contact information, etc. And then every now and then, you'll be able to connect and do deals. So I guess the whole point of this particular show is this is a free, very simple, easy way to pick up extra leads in your business just by asking. Now, honestly, the most powerful referrals come from homeowners that you work with, that you actually buy their property, or if it's a wholesale, if it's a double close, anytime you help out a homeowner, one of the things that we do is our transaction coordinator always attends the closing and will always ask for a video testimonial. Okay. And this is a whole separate conversation, but you definitely want to be collecting testimonials, ideally a video testimonial, but some homeowners unfortunately aren't comfortable being on video. Just get at least a written testimony and then make sure you're adding that to your site, because that adds a lot of credibility and it's something you can share, whether it's you or your acquisitions manager, you can share that with future homeowners you work with. But every single time we wait until the homeowner either gets a check delivered by the title company or the wire confirmation, you know, the wire has been confirmed and they receive it. They are the happiest they can ever be whenever they close on a property and the money's in their account. At that point, you, your acquisitions manager, your transaction coordinator, whoever it might be, you always want to ask them, ideally right on the spot, you know, do you know anybody that has any properties that they might be looking to sell? Because this is our business, and let them know, you know, your business thrives on referrals. And what I find is that they're very open and happy to help you and give you information at that point. And so just by asking that particular person for a referral, that's going to be the strongest type of referral that you can get, because these people are happy. You performed, you delivered, they have the money in their account. And oftentimes, you know, we've had sellers give us multiple names and contact information, and sometimes even the property address of people that they know want to sell. Now, look, I'm not going to say that oftentimes we call these people and there's no motivation, and that's fine. We keep them in our follow-up system, or we refer them to a realtor. That's something I touched on the previous show. But, you know, it just takes one. And if you have an effective follow-up system in place, you know, let them marinate, make sure that you're quote unquote touching these people either through a phone call, a text message, or a direct mail piece once a month. But sometimes you do come across somebody who, you know, lives out of state and they have a property and you're able to do a deal, and that just came from asking. So there's a lot of power to asking a simple question that doesn't take you any time and effort. You're just asking, hey, listen, do you know anybody that might be looking to sell their property? You know, because our business thrives on referral business. Hopefully you're happy with the service we performed, and we'd love to be able to work with other people that you might know. You'd be surprised. These people, they want to help you. They want to put you in contact with other homeowners. So you can even take this a step further, and it can be with agents that you work with or cash buyers. You know, once one of your cash buyers closes on one of your deals, ask them, say, hey, listen, you know, do you know anybody else that is looking for, you know, is looking for wholesale properties? Now, with buyers, sometimes it's a little different because they look at you as their source for great deals. But, you know, sometimes buyers are tapped out. They don't have funding in place, or, you know, they don't have the manpower to take on another deal or another project. Just ask. You know, the worst case that happens is they tell you no, and that's fine. With agents that you work with, sometimes we do co-wholesale deals and an agent is bringing us a buyer, and we always ask them, say, hey, listen, you know, do you have other buyers that are looking for deals? And oftentimes some of our best cash buyers come from agents that we work with. And what I find is that a lot of these agents, they have buyers that are willing to pay, you know, 75, 80, sometimes 85 cents in the dollar. So definitely don't neglect working with agents and building your buyers list that way. But I don't want to get too off topic. Really, just to kind of put a bow on this conversation, is ask for referrals, ask for leads, you know, people that you're working with, people that you close deals with, whether it's homeowners, buyers, agents, your title company. Ask them to put you in contact with other wholesalers and other cash buyers that they work with, especially if you have a good relationship with your title company. You know, most of the time they'll put you in contact with other people, and these are opportunities. This is an opportunity to build a relationship with other people and add to your business and to your bottom line, and also, you know, to deliver value, you know, and sometimes it's not always about you and your business and what you can get, but you know, it's interesting. I find that the more good you put out, the more it comes back to you. And that's a conversation for another show. But I want to encourage you to, if you don't have this as part of your script, definitely at the end, when you or your team are talking to sellers, ask them if they have any other properties. As a follow-up question, ask them if they know anybody that might have properties to sell. So you definitely want to do this, put it into action. It's something that, you know, we've been able to add on average, you know, for every 100 leads that we process, we probably add an extra 10, 15 leads to our database just by asking that question. So hopefully you've enjoyed it. You know, comment below, let me know your thoughts, and I look forward to catching you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.